And one man who's been watching our population and talking about it for some years now is Dick Smith. He's warned against unchecked population growth, but says Australia's politicians are not game enough to talk about it. Well, we are. Dick Smith, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bill. Great to be talking to you.
So, you know, we have talked about this before, and I agree with you. I don't know why we don't talk about it more often. What kind of problems do we face if population growth is left unchecked?
Well, you only have to see what's happening to Sydney. We'll turn into Shanghai. They're already knocking down beautiful Federation houses in North Sydney, houses which have backyards and cubby houses and a place where kids can play cricket, and they're putting up high rise. Now, the whole of Sydney, it's 4 million now, they're planning 8 million, then presumably 16 million, 32 million, 64 million, because that's how exponential growth happens.
Yeah, well, they say Australia will be home to 40 million people by 2050, at least, and perhaps 50 by 2087. Yeah. That's conservative, is it?
Yeah, that's conservative. But what the problem is, it's just completely destroying a wonderful way of life, because we're going to end up like Shanghai, where you end up with people basically living like termites in high-rise. Now, I understand young couples and older people are probably happy to living in high-rise, but to have your kids being brought up in high-rise, they're proposing now a high school in Parramatta, which is going to be in a high-rise building. So, as I said, that's what happens in Shanghai. That's what we're going to do to Sydney.
That's the irony, isn't it? And I don't think politicians see that. We are having more kids, obviously, because population growth is not just about migration. And yet, what do we do with those kids? Stick them in these little boxes and not enough places for them to run around. It's about the kind of life that we perceive this country should be about, not conforming to, you know, the density of housing overseas. Why would we want to do that?
No, and also we're going to end up like the United States with 50 million people on $8 an hour, which is about half the minimum wage here. See, you've got to understand the wealth of Australia basically comes from our mineral reserves and, of course, from our primary industry, and that's pretty well finite. You can't increase that dramatically. Now, if you increase the population by five times, which we're bound to go to 100 million at our present growth rates, that means basically everyone will be worth a fifth as much. Now, it doesn't work out like that. If you look in the United States, the wealthier are wealthier than ever. That's the top 3%. But they now have 50 million working poor. And the reason they have 50 million working poor is there's 300 million people to share the wealth over. And you just simply can't. There's too many people to share the wealth. The cake's the same size. So we're at about a sweet point now as we go up with people, because we don't need more people to make little gadgets in factories anymore. That's all done automatically. It basically means that many people will be worse off, and that's a terrible pity.
Well, that's the interesting thing. They say we're becoming a service-based economy, and that makes me think, well, why do the economists then want us to all live in cities? Because you might note some leading economists quite often write about, you know, we need to have all our workers in the cities because that makes a more efficient economy. But I would have thought that if we're more service-based and tech-based, doesn't that mean a lot more of us can work from home on computers or in remoter areas where there's a lot of technology to enable them to do all they want, you know, in a setting that's not necessarily in the office? I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right there. But look, remember, we can have 100 million. We could probably have a billion people in Australia. We're incredibly ingenious creatures. But why would you want to do that? Because, as I've mentioned, it means that a large majority will have less. We're at about a sweet point now. Everything in nature has to live in balance. The problem is our economic system. It's a type of Ponzi scheme, and only recently Peter Costello was saying we need 3% growth per year. Mm. Well, that means you double whatever you're doing every 25 years, and it's simply not sustainable. It's interesting, 8 out of the 10 wealthiest countries per capita in the world are small, less than 10 million. They are Switzerland, Norway, Sweden, places like that. Australia and America are the only two that are more than 10 million. And as I mentioned, America can only do it because they have 50 million people who are basically working poor. Mm. They don't have enough. Their minimum wage in America hasn't gone up in 30 years because too many people to share the wealth.
Quick question before I let you go, if you don't mind, on the seat of McKellar. Now, we mentioned earlier you were considering running against Bronwyn Bishop. They're queuing up to take her place, incidentally, on the coalition side of things. We don't know how the pre-selection will go there, but are you still as interested as you were a couple of weeks ago?
Well, the last thing I want to do is stand in McKellar because I'm 72 years of age and I'm saying that Bronnie's too old at 74. But if they do pre-select Bronnie, yes, I am tempted. I'm told that I would get in. Look, I really hope the Liberal Party, the pre-selectors, get a young gun, get someone younger, someone with some new ideas. Bronnie has put in a tremendous amount of work for decades and decades in politics, but we need new young people. And if McKellar can't come up with a younger person with some new ideas, also a more centre-type person, most Aussies are like our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. We're reasonably centre-type people.
I agree.
You know, there are extreme right wing and they're extreme left wing, but most of us are pretty well to the centre, and surely the Libs can come up with someone new and young with some new ideas who can put in decades of work for McKellar, which is a great electorate.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Dick, and we hope we can keep in touch with you and have a chat again soon.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Entrepreneur Dick Smith.